Transitional justice is one of the key recommendations from our joint investigation report that my commission did together with the UN Human Rights Office. And I'm glad that transitional justice is one of the points in the Pretoria Peace Agreement. And since the Pretoria Peace Agreement, there have been some concrete positive steps forward in terms of cessation of hostilities, gradual restoration of services and better inflow of humanitarian assistance and access to several parts of Tigray region which were previously inaccessible. And one other component that we are working on is on justice and accountability, but justice and accountability in its broad sense, which includes the search for truth, you know, seeking and telling the truth, reparation for victims and criminal prosecution and accountability for the most serious crimes, and some necessary institutional and legislative, including constitutional reforms that may be necessary to ensure non-recurrence of such violations. Ethiopia really needs a victim-centered, human rights compliant, credible transitional justice process, and I'm glad to see that that process has started in Ethiopia and the international community is providing support for this critical process in Ethiopia.
I think the Secretary also announced some monetary assistance, $331 million for the displaced in Ethiopia. What can you tell us about the displaced people?
The conflict in Ethiopia has displaced a large number of people in several regions, including Tigray, Afar, Amhara, Oromia, and other regions as well, you know. But we also have Ethiopians who were forced to cross the border and who are now refugees in neighboring countries. So there is a lot of work to be done in terms of rehabilitation of affected areas, affected communities, and resettlement of IDPs as well as refugees to their original places of residence. That's why Ethiopia needs such a transitional justice process, one objective of which is reparation of victims and returning back people into their original place of residence and giving back their livelihoods, and which is why international support and full spectrum of economic and development support to Ethiopia is badly needed at this point, because affected communities need to be supported in reparations and in basically resuming their lives.
On U.S.-Ethiopia relations, we know that economically there have been some U.S. sanctions, particularly considering Ethiopia for the AGOA project.
I think the Secretary has to announce overall relations and developments at the end of his visit, but I understand that the Secretary's visit in and of itself is a step in the right direction, is a positive step in terms of reestablishment of relations between Ethiopia and the United States, which was a very long bilateral relationship between the two countries. And I also believe that U.S. relation with Ethiopia is also very important to support the human rights work we do in Ethiopia. But I believe, you know, his visit by itself is a step in the right direction and is leading to re-establishment of relations it was before, towards a full spectrum of development support, cooperation, and partnership in all aspects of the relationship between the two countries.